Zaf is Daf Chaf Gimel. So we got to the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We had dealt with the question yesterday by Reb Zeir. Let's read that again. By Reb Zeir, around 7 lines up. A guy said, I'm going to bring either a Torah or a Bnei Yonah to fulfill my obligation. He took upon himself a Nedava. Behavi, he brings it to them. He brings a Bnei Yonah and Torah. And both of them are Tchilas HaTziv, Shebezeb, Shebezeb, Mahu. So both this yellowish Torah and this yellowish Yonah, is he going to fulfill his Tchiv or not? Mahu, do we say Sveika Havya, Venafik? Do we say that this time period of Tziv, this stage, it's either a Gadol or a Kadam, we just don't know. So if he therefore brought a Tor and brought one Yonah, so if they're both Ketanim, so he brought a Yonah, he fulfills his Chiv. If they're both Gedolim, so then he brought a Tor and he's fulfilling his Chiv either way. So do we say that this stage of being Tziv is only a Safik, and he be Yotzei's Chiv in this instance, El Duma Birya Yavi Flonafik? Or do we say it's a completely different stage, in which case it's possible both for the being a Yonah and for being a Tor? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashma, he quotes from a Braisa, Prat l'tchilas hatzihuv, shebezeh, shebezeh, shepasli. He quotes from a Braisa that uses a pasuk to disqualify a Torah or Bnei Yonah at the stage of tziyuv. So now the Gemara says, Ne'i amris bishma birya havei shapir. If you say that the stage of tziyuv is a separate stage, it's not a gadol, it's not a katan, it's vadai, neither one of them, so that's why you need a pasuk to exclude that tziyuv is disqualified. But Ella, Iyamr Sveika Havya, if you're telling me that the stage of Tzihuv, we just don't know. The Torah knows, Hashem knows, that it's either Gadol or Katam, well, we don't know, it's only a Safik. It's to Ekra Lamute Sveika, we have to bring a Pasuk to exclude a Safik. There's no Safik in the eyes of Shemayim. There's no Pasuk, need for a Pasuk to exclude a Safik. So therefore, it must be, the fact that there's a Pasuk, must be that it's a Birya Havya, and it's not a Gadol, it's not Katam, and disqualified, even when bringing both of them. So Gemara now says, then the Gemara says back, no. Not true. Really, it is a suffix. Ah, so why do you need a pasuk to exclude a suffix? Gemara says, no, the pasuk is needed for something else. Ki itzrikra lemute nirba v'nevar. It's excluding something completely different. A nirva of the animal was nirva from an adam, or nevar, it was worshipped as a vodazara. These cases, the animal is going to be pasul as a karbon. So Gemara says, this is, again, that an oaf. This is an oaf for an oaf that's nirvah or a nevah is just like a behemah that's pasul legabe korban. So Gemara explains, I would have thought maybe an oaf that's nirvah, an oaf that's nevah should be kosher to korban. An oaf, it might be different than a behemah. Why? What's the havmina that maybe a oaf would be acceptable if it's a nirvah nevah? Because sakadai techamina, I would have thought whole v'ksiv, since it says in the pasuk kimash chasam behem. Mum bam, the pasuk says, when there's a certain mashchasam, if there's a certain psul, this animal, so then it's going to be disqualified. And the Gemara says, "V'tanit be Rabbi Shmuel, kol makum shenemar hashchasa." When you use lashon hashchasa, destruction, einu ela davar erva v'avodas kolchavim. That's always a reference to avodas zara and arayos. Davar erva dichsiv ki hishchis kol basar darchal aretz. That's a pasuk in Noach, Parsha Noach, describing what Noach, what the door of Mabul, what they were doing. Hashchasa is referring to avodas zara, davar erva rather. And we have by avodas zara, avodas kolchavim dichsiv pentashchis and vasis. So it makes a pesel. Hashchas is in the context of avodah zarah. So when it says in the pasuk, "Ki hashchasim behem mumbam," hashchasim means avodah zarah and arayos. So now the Gemara says, "Kol shamum posabo," since it connects in the pasuk, "Ki hashchasim behem mumbo," mum is connected to hashchas in the pasuk. So Gemara darshins, "Kol shamum posabo," any animal that a mum disqualifies it from being a karbon. So too, davar erva avodah tochavim is posim bo. Those are also going to disqualify because it says mashchasam bam. The chol she'ena mum posabo, that which is not disqualified by having a mum, then ain davar erva avodas chacham posim bo. So too, so the avodah zara and erva shouldn't disqualify it either. So that's the connection. And the Gemara says, v'hani ofos, since birds hov lo posabo humuma mum different mumum don't disqualify an oaf. How do we know? Damar mar. Tamos v'zachros b'behema, vein tamos v'zachros b'ofos. The concept of a balmum, the concept of a female and male genders, these things don't disqualify ofos, only they disqualify behemos. So now, once they're potter, ofos are exempt from any disqualifications of mumim, I would think, ema davar erva v'avodas chochavim nami lo lifso bo. It shouldn't be disqualified by these factors either. If it was nirva or nevad, the oaf should be acceptable. as a carbon. So therefore, kamashma, and that pasuk above is telling me that no, that in fact, that pasuk is saying that even a oaf that's nevada or nirva would be disqualified, and it has nothing at all to do with an animal, an oaf, that's the stage of tsiuv. That's based on simply being a suffix, and not because it's a beer. Okay, the Gemara doesn't end up having a clear answer to that question. Now the Gemara asks a similar question. Boy, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira again asks this question. Ha'ome harei alai olas behema. A guy wants to bring an olas behema. Mina ayil o mina keves. He wants to either bring from an older type of a sheep or a younger sheep. Rashi explains here. Before we get to that, so he wants to bring either an older or younger. Vehevi palgus, he brings a different stage. So what is the definition of these terms here? So if you look at Rashi palgus, Rashi says, keves ben shana, besoch shaso, kari keves. A 1 year old keves is called a keves. The ayil, mishavro alav yud gimel chadashim. After 13 months have passed, that's called an ayil, it's already mature. After 13 months, it's considered ayil. But a palgus is besoch chodesh arishon shoshana shniya. During the 12th month, the first 12 months, it's going to be a keves. The 13th month, during that 13th month, it's a palgus, and after 13 months, it's going to be an ayil. So these are the different stages. So the guy says, I want to bring either an ayil or a keves. But he ended up bringing a palgus. Ma'a, what's the din? Will a palgus suffice? So what's the din? Ma'aliba de Rabbi Yochanan lo tibarilacha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it certainly is not a shayla because the Amar Birya Havi, he holds palgus is a different stage. The three stages of the animal. There's a kevis, there's a palgus, and there's an aisle. And you would never find that a palgus is acceptable as a carbon, so it's certainly disqualified. The Mishnah tells us that Hakrivo may be alav nishe ayil ve'ein lo mizivcho. If you take a look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, this is referring to a Mishnah in Para that a person brings a palgas. He brings this type of sheep of this age. So Rashi explains ve'ein olav mizivcho. Im hayam mechuyv ayil levado or keves levado. The guy has to bring an ayil or a keves, either one. The tama lo mefarish shana imishim sveke imishim birya. We don't know what the din is. And Rabbi Yochanan says, so let's say he goes ahead and, I didn't read the Gemara yet, I'm sorry. So the guy brings the palgus instead, he has to bring in the nisachim of the aisle, but it doesn't fulfill his obligation. So back in the Gemara for a second, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan, oh, la aisle, le rabos as a palgus. Oh, it's coming to include even a palgus, meaning what? So Rashi explains here, Rabbi Yochanan, Minolon de Mevi alav nishe ayil shel shnei asonim v'shlishis ahin yayin. How do you know when you bring a palgus, you bring the nesachim of an ayil for this palgus? Because it says two lines down in Rashi, oh, is l'rabos as a palgus minisachim halalu. It says, oh, by ayil, that even a palgus have the same exact dinim of nesachim as the ayil itself. U'mediitzrich cross as Rashi l'rubuye, the fact that you need the word oh, to include a palgus, Shma Mina, Kesav Reb Yochanan, the Tanakama, the Reb Yochanan holds, Damar Ein Ola Lo Mizivcho, Mishum Debir Yahu, because palgus is a completely separate creature than a keves and an ola, who in a Nisachim Rachman Arabia, the Torah included it with regards to Nisachim, but won't fulfill up my obligation to bring a keves. So again, I say I want to bring myself a keves. I bring a palgus. So palgus doesn't fulfill my chiv as a keves. It's not a keves. But I could go ahead and bring it anyways, and I could bring the nesachim for that palgus, just stam as a carbon, because the pasuk says, oh, to include a palgus. So we see that it's a fact that there's a need for a pasuk indicates that palgus is a separate behema. It's a bir yahavya. And therefore, going back to my case where I said, harei alai olas behema min ayil, o min keves, and if I bring a palgus, it doesn't fulfill my chiyah, because a palgus is neither an ayil, nor is it a keves. So it was never a suffix, according to Rabbi Yochanan. When was there such a suffix? Says the Gemara, last line of Amud Aleph here. Ki tibaylecha, when the Gemara asked the question, was Aliba de Bar Pada. Who's Bar Pada? The Gemara says on Amud Beis now, the Amud Maisi u Masni. He says, you bring and you have to make a stipulation. What's the stipulation that's going on here? So Rashi explains, the Sphere Lay Sveikahu, it's a suffix. V'hochi kumib baylam. This is the question. Aliba de Bar Pada, b'may mistapik v'may masni. Oh, what is the doubt and what's the condition, the stipulation that you make? Ola ayil darish. Do we say either it's an ayil darish lay the drasha achrida, and he has another drasha for the word o? The kami bailan hachi, my masni. What's the tonight? Mipshitilei by pad, is it obvious to him? The lab birya halahu, it's definitely not a birya. El safik aisle safik kevesu. It's either sheep, it's either an aisle or keves, one or the other. The only two categories, we still know where to draw the line. The chimasni, when you make a condition, it's aisle the kevesu the masni. We say, e aisle hu, if this palgus is an aisle, leve kuladidai. E kevesu, if it's a keves, e saran solus, should have a different type of nisachim. Aval bebirya lo tarach lesni. But there's never a suffix about it ever being a birya. So the question becomes, in the world of Arpada, where palgus is not a birya havi, do we say that it's a suffix of whether it's a keves or is an aisle? Or maybe actually has three levels. Is it either a own palgus, a birya, or is it a keves, or is it an aisle? There are three different options. The Gemara says on the top, back inside, Mi Amrinan, do we say ba'il v'keves masna b'birya lo masna? In his eyes, it was never a shiloh, it was never a birya. It's either a keves or a aisle. That's the stipulation. Oh, Dilma, perhaps you say b'birya nami masna. You also has to keep into account the stipulation of it maybe being a birya. Damar I birya havi leve kula nidava. He has to also take a third option. Is it a keves? Is it a aisle? Or is it a palgus? And the Gemara ends up saying, take it, we don't know what to do in such a case. Gemara now asks another question in the name of Rabbi Zeir. Boy, Rabbi Zeir asks the question, Ha'omer arei alai, lach mei toda min ha-chametz, o min ha-matzah. So we know when a person brings a toda, you have to bring how many loaves of bread? 40. Some of the loaves are chametz, some of the loaves are matzah. There's four different types of bread that I brought. Fine. So he says, I want to take upon myself to bring lach mei toda min ha-chametz, o min ha-matzah. Vehevi, and he had to bring instead that seor. He brings seor, which is some stage in between the chametz and matzah. It's turning from matzah into chametz already. So what's the din here? So he wants to bring either chametz or matzah. So Gemara says, my seor deman. Seor deman. Who's seor? The different definitions of how to define seor. To take a look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, Rashi says seor, around, 15 hour lines up, Seor is already when it starts to go bad, it's no longer considered matzah, but it's not yet chametz either. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Hudi, Rashi explains, pligi be'ele over, and they have a machlokis in the Gemara Mesachim, how to define seor. The Rabbi Meir, have seor b'chsafes panim, if it begins to darken a little bit, b'afilu ein sham sedek, even though there are no cracks at all, it's an earlier stage, when it starts to darken, that's already considered seor. Vim nistek, if it begins to have cracks, afil kekarnei chagavim, even tiny cracks like the antennas of a grasshopper, so mikrei siduk, that's called the siduk. V'chayv karis, that's already considered chametz. So again, darkening is seor, and cracks is chametz according to our Meir Chayv Karis. The seor d'achsavas panim, when it begins to darken, I'm skipping a lot, the Meir Chayv Malkus. We eat seor, yechayv malkus, and we eat chametz, yechayv karis, of course. Rabbi Huda, Islay Treikuli. Rabbi Huda has two leniencies, Rashi points out. Chada, number one, the Yachsifu Panav Afilu Saor Lo Mikri. If it begins to darken, that's not Saor. That's actually still Matzah. And your Yotza, your Mitzvah, and Pesach. Ukekarne Chagavim. But when it begins to show cracks, the Mikre Saor, that's called Saor. He has a later stage where he allows the Matzah to remain Matzah for a little bit longer. That's one leniency. The old Kulach Risa, another Kuli has, the Bahak, the Karile, the Rabbi Huda, Saor, that which Rabbi Huda calls Saor, namely when it has cracks, Lo Mechai Balei Malkus, you're not Chai Malkus either. So again, for the definition of Rabbi Yehuda, that which is called Saor, different definitions, but Rabbi Meir Saor is Chai Malkus, Rabbi Huda Saor is Chai nothing, not Chai at all, but it's Usser, but you don't get Malkus for it. So they argue about what's considered Saor, what's considered Chametz, and they argue about if there's a punishment for eating their definition of Saor. So hopefully that's somewhat clear to line them up. And so now the Gemara wants to know, when the Gemara said, the guy said, I took upon myself to bring Lach Metoda, either from Chametz or from Matzah, he brings Saor. So is Saor Matzah or is Saor Chametz? Which one is it? So Gemara wants to know, well, according to whose definition of Saor? So Gemara says, Saor Deman. E Saor de Rabbi Meir, which is, again, the darkening of the chametz, the Rabbi Huda, in the world of Rabbi Huda, well, that's still matzah mal yasi. That's considered matzah, according to Rabbi Huda. There's not a suffix at all. E, the Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Huda's definition of soar, according to Rabbi Meir, which is what? Rabbi Huda defines the soar as when it begins to show cracks. So if it's Rabbi Huda's cracks to Rabbi Meir, where Meir holds that's already chametz, that's valid chametz. Now, if it's Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir's definition of his own understanding, which is that Seor is when it begins to darken, Midilaki Alev, for the fact that Rabbi Meir holds to get Malkus. For his definition of Seor, that's Vade Chametzu. There's not a Shail either. So when is there a suffix of what is Seor, if it's Chametzu or if it's Matzah? Ella must be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's definition, when he says that Seor is when it begins to show cracks, but you don't get Malkus for it, the fact that you don't get Malkus, does that indicate that we're not sure if it's a Chametz yet or not? So we're just Machmir not to eat it, but we can't give you Malkus. So my Sveik Yahavi, do we view it as a Suffolk? But nothing miman afshach. If I say I want to bring chametz or matzah, so I bring a soar. It's one or the other. It's either chametz or matzah. I don't know which one it is, but it's one or the other. So therefore, I'm yotze ma'achiv. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps birya, who perhaps the stage of soar is not chametz, nor is it matzah. It's a different stage, and you don't fulfill your obligation. Oh, Dilmar, birya ha'hu below nothing. So Gemara says, wait a second. This is a very interesting suffix, but it really doesn't make sense because v'hamer Rav Huna. A guy says, I want to bring the bread of Toda. You bring a carbon Toda, and then you bring the bread. The problem is, he has to bring 40 loaves of bread. Some are matzah, some are chametz. So when he brings a soar, is that a chametz one where he needs to now bring other matzahs, or is that a matzah one and he has to bring other chametz? He has to know what he's bringing in order to bring the other 40, the other 30 that he needs to bring. So again, so the Gemara says, lo tzricha, it's not needed. The Amar Hare Alai Chala. It's a different case now. Did I skip a line? No, okay. So Gemara says, no, lo tzricha. It's really needed in a different case. The Amar Hare Alai Chala Liftor Todaso Shaploni. That I want to bring challah for my friend. My neighbor next door is bringing lachmei tova. I want to do him a tova and give some of the bread. So I'm going to donate my seor. So therefore, it's not my obligation, it's his obligation. Whereas, well, what does that help? So holy, oh, the haigavra. Well, my neighbor needs to know what I'm bringing for him so he could bring the other 30 loaves of bread. E chametu. If I'm bringing chametz, well, then he should delaisi matzah. And if what I'm giving him is matzah, who delaisi chametz? He needs to bring chametz, so that's not going to help either. And so Gemara finally says, no, lo tzricha, lo amar liftor, mepegaver yedin nedro. Again, lo tzricha, lo amar liftor. He doesn't say he wants to exempt his friend. Rather, he just says, I want to bring carbon additional 10 chalos to add on to my carbon toda, my friend's carbon toda. So do we say, mepegaver yedin nedro, nafik, or lo nafik? So look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi, around 8 lines up from the bottom here. Lo tzricha de lo amr liftor. Ella hare ala yud chalos le todaso shaploni. I want to bring 10 loaves of bread for my friend's toda. The chayven damar le todaso shaploni. I'm saying his toda, not mine. Lo chayv le betoda for lachma el besa. I only need to bring 10 of them. V'hai v'adai pshitalon. It's obvious to us that who ploni, that person, lo mifter b'hai seor. V'hi unami lo mekabel le miftere. Ella le tvinu ba'alma. In order to stam bring it. U'kusavar sheyuchlu likarv ima matza shel chaveru. So, wait, he's trying to add on to it. Which chiv does he have, though?
The guy could be mentioning him. And this guy seems to make a out of the shul, I don't know what it is, to say I'll give you more chalos. It's not yet to his.
Oh, I think the point is where the guy took upon himself to bring, in addition to his carbon toad, an additional 10 matzahs or 10 chalos. Now, I'm bringing seor in its place for the additional, the surplus of 10. It ends up being a total of 50. So the question is that neder that my friend took upon himself, or not even the friend, even the regular guy, I said, I bring a toda, I'm chayvin 40 breads. I want to say, I'm bringing another 10 chametz or 10 matz on top of that. So now I bring my 40 loaves of bread like I'm supposed to, then I bring an additional 10 of seor. Are those additional loaves of seor going to fulfill my secondary neder of having to bring either chametz or matzah? So if we say it's a birya, it's an independent stage, then it's not this or that. It won't be good. But if we say it's simply a suffix, it is chametz or it is matzah. One of them is shui, I just don't know. So then it would fulfill my obligation of these 10 additional loaves. Let's go now to the next mishnah. It goes pretty quickly. The mishnah tells us, kasher bipara pasul be'agala, kasher be'agala pasul bipar. That which is acceptable for the paraduma is disqualified for the egla rufa, and that which is acceptable for the egla rufa is disqualified for the para aduma. So Gemara explains what is it referring to. It's talking about shchita and arifa. The egla rufa, we need to break the neck, and arifa from behind the neck, and a paraduma, and there's a shchita from in front of the neck. So the Gemara explains the following braisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Para b'shchita k'sheira. We know a paraduma is shechta. That's kosher. That's the only way to do the killing of the paraduma. And barifa b'sula. But if you do narifa, you break the neck of the paraduma. That's possible. Egla, however, barifa k'sheira, we accept it with breaking the back of its neck, and the b'shchita p'sula. But shechting the egla rufa is disqualified. And so now the Gemara asks the following to Kal v'chomer. Nim says kosher b'para pasul b'agala. Kosher b'agala pasul b'para. Like the Mishnah said, that which is good here is bad there. That which is good there is bad here. Now the Gemara asks, "Hey, parak sheir barifa." We should suggest that the paraduma should be acceptable through an arifa, mikal v'chomer. Why? Ma egla shelo huchsharu b'shchita. That shchita doesn't work for egla rufa yet. Huchshar barifa, but arifa does work for this egla. Para shuchshar b'shchita. Para that accepts a shchita that's acceptable. Ain't no din. So certainly shechshir barifa. That arifa should be acceptable as well. And so Gemara says the very top line of the next page, and we'll stop here. Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, V'shachat v'chuta. Whenever we say the word chuka, it means la'akev. So, b'shchitein barifa lo. Since it says by the paraduma, v'shachat, and also says v'chuka, and parshas chuka, it says chuka, so shchita is the only way to kill the paraduma. Nothing else, arifa, doesn't work, even though there is a kal v'chomer. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up tomorrow.